This is KUT. For the past few months, we've been bringing you stories from the neighborhood around 12th and Chacon Streets in East Austin for our On My Block project. We've heard about the changes that have happened there and what it means for longtime residents and their new neighbors. Today, we're heading to another corner in the neighborhood, Angelina Street and Rosewood Avenue. That's where KUT's Kate McGee met Bobby Mitchell.
Bobby walks across the parking lot on the corner of Rosewood and Angelina, pointing to the large, newly built homes across the street.
That house wasn't there. That was the daycare. That was shut down. That was the building.
East Austin is considered a hotbed of gentrification and constant change.
They got that place there for sale. That used to be shut down. That was a historical teacher house, Miss Conley.
But to Bobby, the neighborhood isn't still changing. It's already changed.
This was our side of town. We had nowhere to go. Now, they're running us to Elgin, they run us to Maynard, they run us to Pflugerville, they run us to Round Rock. We can't afford to stay here. The neighborhood is getting richer and we're getting poorer.
We, meaning the dwindling African-American population in the neighborhood. Bobby is Black, and he's been in East Austin since 1991. He's one of the longtime residents who has left as the neighborhood gets less affordable. He moved farther away than others, to Killeen. What keeps him driving the hour commute back to East Austin every day? His businesses.
I'm a licensed barber, by trade master barber, and also own a food truck.
Plus, he and his wife, Judy, own and run the Ideal Soul Mart on the corner. Managing all these businesses means Bobby is on the phone. A lot.
Oh, Rhea, I'm gonna call you right back. I'm talking to a news reporter.
Bobby has been working since he was a kid in Baton Rouge, Louisiana.
My first job at 12 years old was a paper route. I throw newspapers from 2 o'clock in the morning to 6 o'clock in the morning till it was time to go to school. I checked out of school at 12 o'clock that day. I didn't never finish a whole day, but they knew because of hardship. I had to go start my paper route again.
When he got there, he went straight to the east side.
When I first moved to Austin, Texas, they told me do not go to 12th and Chacon. That's the first place I went.
He opened his first barbershop on 12th Street. He still cuts hair at another barbershop next to the convenience store. Every day, he walks back and forth between the store and the barbershop when a client comes in. Bobby keeps records of every haircut in a notebook.
Yes, names. I write down names, Tim, Mike, Bill, Dunn, Mike. Mm-hmm. 5 days right here, and these will be all the hairs I cut right here. All the hairs I cut like that. All the hairs. Hello?
Recently, Bobby also opened a Cajun food truck outside the convenience store, Swamp Daddy's Raging Cajun.
You know, we do gumbo, we do fish plates, we do fish sandwiches and fries, we do chicken wings and fries, we do pork chops and fries, we do dirty rice, red beans, rice, and sauces.
Bobby sees the changed neighborhood as another business opportunity. When longtime neighbors want to sell their homes to developers, Bobby occasionally helps them get a good price. He says he gets a sort of finder's fee for his work.
I hustle. Whatever way it is to make money, I know how to make money. And that's a way for me to make money. So by me cutting hair 32 years, I know a lot of Black people in the neighborhood. Because somebody come in the barbershop and they wants to sell their house and they don't know really who to want to deal with because they think people are trying to jack them out their house. Hold on. What's up, Cam?
When Charles Carver showed up at the store one day, Bobby saw another business opportunity.
My name is Charles Carver. I'm an attorney in Austin, Texas. And my office is at 1326 Rosewood Avenue. 78702.
Charles grew up in North Texas, went to St. Edward's University and law school at Texas Tech before heading back to Austin last year to start practicing.
Being a new attorney, I was looking for office space, and office space was near the courthouse, was very expensive. And actually my father kind of in a glib way said, why don't you just put it in an Airstream like everybody else does? And I thought, well, that's a good idea.
Finding an Airstream was easy. Charles renovated it into an office where he could meet with clients and work on cases.
Finding a location for it was really just a matter of walking around, and I just walked a bunch of neighborhoods that I thought didn't have a lot of saturation of attorneys.
That led him to East Austin and to Bobby.
When Charles came to me, it was just his abundance about himself. He was real respectable. He was real amenable. I didn't want no, I got a food truck. I was gonna put another food truck right there. But by the way he came to me and the way we sit and talk, and he told me what he was going to be doing, I welcomed him with open arms.
What's up, Tan?
So, what I'm thinking is, you know, this is one of those things, and we also have like jurisdictional limits on our courts.
Charles opened the Airstream law office last June. He mostly gets walk-in clients.
Traffic tickets, serious crimes, civil issues, you know, your probate issues, wills, contract disputes, real property issues. It really runs the gamut.
I'm not entirely sure that it's worth it to you to really, like, litigate this out.
Charles says he's providing a necessary service, easy access legal advice to low-income residents.
There's not a lot of public transportation access over here. You know, not everybody has a car. Scheduling an appointment with an attorney, going into a large office building, going past security, going past their, you know, secretary and everything. What I think has really benefited the neighborhood is that people can walk by and they just knock on the door, or if the door is open, they just come on in and say hi and we can talk about their issue.
Bobby doesn't just see the agreement with Charles as a business opportunity. He sees it as a way to help someone starting out their career.
I don't own the property, but I own the business, and my landlord is really, really good to me, so I can't knock nobody else. So the blessings he give me, I give to others, and we both was a blessing to each other.
Charles represents a lot of the change Bobby has seen in the neighborhood. Charles is white, and his Airstream trailer is emblematic of the new businesses moving into East Austin.
I mean, yeah, he represents the change by us, like, by us working together, you know what I mean? It's like a change to show that, you know, black and white can get along, you know, but like I say, you know, I ain't never had better prejudice born in my body, so, you know, you get along with me, I get along with you, you know, that's just me.
Bobby's focus these days is on the food truck, but he'll continue to run the store. He plans to cut hair less and focus on cooking. Despite the move to Killeen, Bobby says when it comes to his business, he's not going anywhere.
I don't like accepting no, so I'm going to continue to stay in this area where I'm at, and I'm going to try my best to not let them run me out here. Stay here.
Kate McGee, KUT News.